This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, but it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, AD. Good morning to you.
Oh, hang on. Wrong mic. There you go.
Good Sorry. Morning, Hello, Jerry. AD.
There you are.
Good morning. Trying to get my hands warm still, man.
Hey, AD, who does Pittsburgh have this week? Are they off or not?
No, we play tomorrow night.
Oh, Thursday night football.
Cleveland.
Ooh, rivalry.
Yes. And Myles Garrett's already talking trash.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's odd for a guy that's 2-9 on the season Pittsburgh's 8-2. Bold move.
I like the way TJ Watt responded. He goes, "You know what? I'm just trying to play for us to get a win." He did it classy. He did it the Pittsburgh way. Just stay above the fray.
The Pittsburgh way.
Why would a 2-win team ever be chirping at an 8-2 team?
That's Cleveland. Because it's Cleveland.
They're always the little dog trying to.
But I'm sure it's going to be a slug match. I'm actually worried about the game tomorrow. I'm worried about from the emotional hangover from beating Baltimore just a few days ago.
Probably
so
fair.
I think it's going to be a dogfight. I really do.
They ask a lot of those players to whip around and play on Thursday.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Especially after the game that Steelers had on Sunday. Yeah. Very emotional game, very physical game.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I'm a little leery about this game tomorrow night.
Yeah. Definitely. It's a good one, though.
Steelers and Browns tomorrow. Yeah.
How do you watch that, Jake?
Amazon Prime. Or you can listen here on The Ticket. We have
Nice.
We have Thursday night football on these airwaves. 6:30 pregame show, 7:05, 7:10 kickoff. Browns, Steelers tomorrow.
Steelers.
Yeah, that's cool. That is a cool thing about The Ticket, that those games are.
We've got Sunday games.
I know.
We've got Saturday games. We've got Royals games in the baseball season. We've got basketball coming up here.
There's something really cool about listening to pro sports on radio.
I agree. And college sports, too. Both of them.
Yeah.
AD, your thoughts? Dana Holgorsen spoke for the first time yesterday as Nebraska's OC.
We have to talk to AD about that.
He was critical of Nebraska's perimeter blocking, saying it was, quote, embarrassing. He said it was, quote, embarrassing how they're operating. And he was just very blunt in general, Sip.
He told the guys that. He told the players that he said what he told them. You're big guys. You're fairly big guys. Why aren't you blocking on the perimeter? It's embarrassing. I was like, whoa. How would you react to that? You were a receiver.
Absolutely loved it. Call it what it is. I'm not going to speak for anybody but myself, but I can only imagine there are certain receiver coaches that look at the effort that was shown prior to Saturday and literally wanted to rip their hair out. To be that big, but yet that lack of physicality was frustrating.
Really frustrating.
And it's been frustrating for 2 years, quite honestly. It's easy the offensive linemen are easy targets. The running backs are easy targets. Sometimes because of the camera view, you don't see the perimeter miss blocks. So you sometimes.
Great point.
The eye in the sky doesn't lie, but the average fan, you don't get to see the perimeter blocks
much
because
you
by time, you miss it.
Yep.
But if you're tuned into that and as you watch the replays, it's been bad for a year and a half. I mean, that's just calling what it is. And I'm glad Holgorsen said what he said. And you know what? what did they do? They blocked better. It wasn't great on Saturday, but it was night and day difference as far as effort-wise. Jeez. And it shouldn't have taken that.
I'm cringing.
Especially when it's been brought up every single week at press conferences.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The disappointment of perimeter blocking. If it's something that we never talked about, okay, whatever. But it is brought up every week. Every single week it was brought up.
Against Indiana, I literally about picked my TV up and threw it out the window. I was so pissed on one play.
Is that right?
Because there was guys that literally jogged to the perimeter. I'm just like, Coach Brown.
What do you mean jogged?
Would have to have
before the snap?
Oh, during the play. I mean, just not taking anybody out. You go back and look at, and I know people sometimes, we always say go back. Well, go look at any, okay, forget the 90s, forget the receivers in. Go look at a good, go look at Georgia blocking. Hmm. Go look at Indiana as far as that goes blocking. Go look at Oregon as far as they block it. They're perimeter guys. They're headhunters. They're headhunters.
Jeez.
And as in the play receiver, I think is similar characteristics as a cornerback. You got to be a little cocky, a little bit of crazy. Mm-hmm. And you just got to go out there and it's just want to, you guys.
I know.
Blocking is seriously want to. And it's either a suggestion or it's a standard.
See, this is a troubling conversation. You know why. Because of what you said. It's been happening. Now, it's not a good look for, I mean, the current receivers coach, obviously. But even the head coach, it's not a good look for when he says that stuff. When Holgorsen says that stuff.
You continue to allow that.
Right.
It's a problem, and you still don't fix it.
I never thought I'd see it at Nebraska. That's the thing, and we have.
We were the blueprint for perimeter blocking for many years, especially under Coach Osborne and Coach Brown. When Coach Brown's hands was in there in some shape or form with receivers, I mean, he would literally get out.
There was a game, Jake.
You don't want to block, get out.
Sometimes, like AD says, you don't notice receivers when they're not competing hard. There was a game against Missouri where it was when Shanley blocked that punt, Andrew. So that was 2000, whatever that was.
03 or 02, maybe?
Yeah. It was back while I could still watch the games on the sideline. I used to watch games from the sideline, because you didn't have to.
I didn't realize this.
There was still, Twitter wasn't as big. I didn't have to live tweet during the game. It was right at the end of while you could still kind of do it. Yeah, I'd go down on silent and watch entire games sometimes. And this game, I was struck by a Missouri receiver who was literally not trying, not playing. He was not playing.
Mind-boggling,
isn't it? It was mind-boggling. I thought, I'll never see that in Nebraska. But maybe I have a little bit. But he was, he was not trying. He was not running routes hard. He was, when he was away from the ball, he wasn't doing anything. And I was always struck by it. Like, how can that guy be out there? Why are you letting this happen?
It happens a lot more than you think, right. Unfortunately. Yeah. Across all versions of sports, not just football, everywhere.
You tune in your top teams this weekend and watch them know. You will see some headhunters out there.
That's
the top teams you will see. That's why they have consistent running games, because those guys are downfield. Yep. It's like harvest season. They're just plowing guys.
Hammering away.
They're hammering guys away. It's want to.
Yeah, the best point you made was that often escapes the eye of the average fan. You don't, even when it's happening well, you don't really notice it.
Don't notice it.
Right. And then when it's happening poorly, you don't notice it.
And there's more space for those backs. Sometimes there's literally times of a 6 yard gain, a 4 yard gain, could be 8 to 9 to 10 plus, if a receiver takes somebody to the ground. If they don't, if he does some, you know, just some half tail blocking, he'll just shove the receiver off and just go make the play.
Yep.
You know, but it was just it was demanded. It was demanded.
Interesting times.
Blinded over here,
Jake.
Right,
you're gonna be looking like me after this segment, man. You right into something.
What do you mean by that?
He gonna be darker than AD over there.
The drive is next. Ref AD,
Jake,
and
half baked.
It's Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Swartz, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.